Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. We've all heard the stories of how China's communist regime censors its internet. In the 21st century, we tend to take a pretty dim view on anyone trying to restrict our ability to surf the World Wide Web. So it's perhaps surprising that New Zealand's own net censorship has begun with very little uproar. However, one group who is opposing the censorship, quite vocally, is Tech Liberty. I spoke to the group's spokesperson, Thomas Beagle, this week.
So, tell me, do we have currently internet censorship in New Zealand?
Well, we've always got internet censorship. It's always been illegal to access certain sorts of material, just under the same censorship laws that cover film and print and everything else. What's changed is that recently the Department of Internal Affairs has implemented a new filtering system which actually preemptively blocks some websites.
Now, do you have a problem with that?
I've got a number of problems with it.
Tell me what they are.
They come under two categories, really. The first is the philosophical point of view. One of the problems is that they are implementing a secret censorship scheme off their own bat with no law justifying it. For example, our normal censorship scheme, it works by the chief censor making determinations and things and then actually deciding whether something should be banned or not, and then they have to publish if it's banned. This new scheme is not decided by the chief censor, and there is no publishing of the list of what is banned. We just have to take their word for it that what they've found and what they've banned is offensive.
Is that sort of censorship, though, inherent in the nature of the internet? I mean, when books and movies come into the country, they come in often in a physical form. It's easy to stop them, it's easy to find them. The internet doesn't work like that, does it?
Exactly, and I guess that comes on to the side of some of the technical problems with the filter. The filter doesn't actually really stop anyone finding this material. The people who trade in it and make it and so on, they don't use websites in that way. They're using chat channels and peer-to-peer file sharing, so the filter won't even stop them.
So, in terms of, I mean, what impact will, say, the ordinary non-bestiality-interested person like you or I hope, find, how will the filter affect us?
The filter probably won't affect us directly yet. There's a few issues around it. There are probably going to be some outages in it, which will cause outages across the internet in various ways in New Zealand. We haven't actually seen those happen yet because it's not in wide use. The real worry is that what's going to happen in the future now that the government has got a filtering tool for the internet. I mean, at the moment, it's just for child porn. But what about next year when there's a moral panic, say, about anorexia or euthanasia or something, or suppression of names on the internet, and suddenly the government's saying, well, we can actually fix this. We've got this filter. Why don't we just add that to it?
So for you, it's the classic sort of thin end of the wedge argument.
That's definitely a major argument. Most governments who have implemented these sorts of systems have abused them in some way in the past. I would like to think that we're different here, but I fear that we're not.
How did the filter come about in the first place?
As far as we know, the Department of Internal Affairs, the Censorship Compliance Unit, decided to implement it. That's why I say it's odd that there's no law about it. Over in Australia, for example, where they're having a big debate about it at the moment, they're having a big debate because a politician has introduced it, and they're having a debate and they're passing a law, and it's got to go through Parliament. Here we've had the Department of Internal Affairs decide off their own bat to proceed with it.
And so it's come in with relatively little fanfare then?
The Department of Internal Affairs has been very quiet about it. They claim they haven't actually been secret about it, but I would say that they haven't been that upfront about it either. No, they've been working away on it for a couple of years now. It's all been a bit quiet until about mid-last year when we sort of broke the story and said, hey, look everyone, look what's happening. We don't agree with this. We think it's a bad idea and it won't work.
And have you been, has the public sort of, do you think, come on board? Do the public understand this is an issue?
I've been pleasantly surprised by the way that a lot of sort of what I call ordinary people who are not, you know, sort of hardcore internet users, understand that it's not just as simple as saying, oh, we must protect the children. They're actually aware of the issues. They understand that it's not always that simple.
And so what do you think should happen from, what would you like to say? I mean, people will say, well, we need to stop child pornography. I'm sure you would agree with that. What's the solution you'd like to see? What is your group proposing?
We don't think the filter will work, and we think it's a bad idea all around. What we have noticed is that the DIA does spend a lot of time doing work on infiltrating groups of people who are trading in this material, and they then send the police around to arrest them. I think that works well, and they should continue with that.
Yeah, is there any evidence that the problem is getting worse or that we're not picking up the people that we need to?
Not that I know of.
So you think this is just someone had an idea and the DIA decided one day this is a good idea and we should do this for no good reason whatsoever?
I think they're partly queuing off what other countries are doing, like Britain and Australia, where they've also decided that this is a good idea, even though they've got a lot of protest in those countries as well. So they've seen what's happening there, and they've thought, well, maybe we should be doing it too.
How do we compare with other countries in terms of, I mean, we hear a lot about China, and China obviously has a lot bigger form of net filtering. What about the rest of the world?
There's a few countries who are implementing net filtering. I'd say that we're one of the earlier ones. I'd also have to be honest, I have to say that our system is not as bad as most of theirs.
So, not to, because I was reading through you've got a list on your website, Tech Liberty, isn't it? Tech Liberty?
Techliberty.org.nz.
You've got a frequently asked questions list. Of course, I was doing some research and reading through that. And coming to the end of it, I sort of went, well, it doesn't sound like you're actually vehemently opposed to it. I mean, everything you said seems quite reasonable.
Well, yes, it's not the worst scheme in the world. Of the ones I've actually seen, it's probably one of the better ones. The problem is that, as I said, it comes back to it still doesn't work. It still doesn't stop the people doing this sort of thing. And, of course, it's going to be abused in the future.
Tell me exactly how and why it doesn't work.
Well, the main reason is that the people trading and distributing this material are motivated to get it, and they know that people are out there trying to stop them. Therefore, they're not using websites in the clear. They're using peer-to-peer file sharing, which the filter cannot stop. They're using online chat, which the filter cannot stop. And they're actually doing things like proxying, which is where you get it. You buy an account over in the States or some other country, and you send all your web traffic through that account, which, of course, means that it does actually circumvent the filter.
So do you think this is a classic case of the people that want to do it will still be able to do it, and it'll just end up being possibly an annoyance to the rest of us?
Pretty well, yes.
tell me about the way that the filter works could affect people trying to do legitimate work.
Well, there's a number of reasons. Firstly, the filter, by the way it works, it actually, a lot more traffic is diverted through the filter than is actually stopped by it. Over 99.5% of the traffic which goes through it is just allowed through. Now, this tends to cause minor problems on the internet when you're running complex internet applications. You won't see a lot of problems, but you'll see minor ones. Related to that is also, it provides a single point of failure for a number of things, and if it fails, or if they make a mistake in the running of it, it's going to be quite severely disturbed New Zealand internet. It's also a nice target for people who want to attack it. For example, if you can hack into the filtering system, you've got a system which will allow you to divert any traffic in the NZ internet to wherever you want, and that's actually a really useful tool if you want to get someone's credit card information or something.
So what is it that your group proposes to do? What's your plan of action?
We're hoping to find people who are against it. We're launching a website against the filter called stopthefilter.org.nz. That'll be a way of people can protest against it. The real weakness in the filter is that it's a voluntary system and the ISPs have to sign up for it. We're encouraging people that if they are against it, they should write to the ISP and say they want them not to implement it.
So the ISPs actually have to be on board with this for it to work. That seems a bit odd for a government-led scheme, doesn't it?
Yes, but it's a problem. It's a part of the problem, of course, is there's no legislation around it. The DA has made it up, therefore they can't force people to use it, which is another reason why it shows it's just a bit pointless, really.
Okay. Have you taken some heart in terms of civil action from the protests that we saw against the copyright legislation?
Well, it's definitely inspired by them in some ways, and that's actually part of the reason behind Tech Liberty, really, is that we saw what they had done. We saw a lot of other issues, similar issues coming up, and we thought there needed to be a wider group who could address these.
And if you want more information about New Zealand's internet filter or how to fight against it, if you're so inclined, techliberty.org.nz. Coming up after the break, we head to the Cat Show, and we've got music from WOMAD.